It's midsummer in Phoenix, Arizona. The weather is hot. Not like London. Drier somehow. I'd been in the city for a few days, showcasing our latest drivetrain ingenuity and transmission components at the Central Expo. Women in senior positions in automotive engineering always seem to be a bit of a novelty at these shows. And combined with a British accent, this year's experience was no different. My product demonstrations had full attendance, appearing to transfix an audience of grey-suited men who I'm pretty sure didn't hear a single word I said. It had been a challenging week, but Friday lunchtime arrived, as did the end of the event. I started to coordinate our teardown when I noticed a man on his own, leaning in through the driver's side of the prototype vehicle on our stand. From behind, I could see he was casually dressed, had a scruffy notebook tucked under one arm. "I'm afraid someone has hidden the keys," I joked, catching his attention. "Can I help you?" I offered, secretly wanting him to say no, so I could usher him off the stand and continue packing up. "I have one of the original models of this," he called back with his head still inside the car. "Oh, do you? How exciting," I said, massaging his ego as I had done with so many of his type over the last 3 days. Knowing that we'd only ever made 50 of that model, the possibility of his claim being the truth was minuscule. He backed out of the doorway, turning to me and said, "Yes, it really is a wonderful sight, isn't it?" His gaze pierced my soul with the greenest eyes I'd ever seen. If I hadn't been so caught off guard and broken eye contact, I might not have noticed the broad shoulders, defined arms, and chestnut hair that he casually flipped away from his face before returning to stare straight at mine. For the first time that day, I was at a loss for words. I spluttered, "Do you have the only green one you ever produced?" "Yes, that's the one," he said jokingly, finishing the sentence I couldn't get my brain to push out of my mouth. I composed myself, remembering where I was. I suddenly felt annoyed by how easily this guy had just completely disarmed me. So unlike me. Perhaps it was the 3 days and nights of being on my feet, being on show, and the shameless indulgence of no expense spared corporate hospitality. I felt worn out and ready to go home. "Dinner tonight," he said, playfully cutting my focus back to him. But he said it in a way that removed any part of it being a question. My heart skipped a beat. I didn't reply as he handed me his card and walked away. I just stood there, exhausted, but now strangely excited by what had just happened. In fact, had my pussy just gotten a little wet over an encounter with a handsome stranger? "Pull yourself together, girl," I told myself. I looked down at the card. Aaron. His name was Aaron. And only the non-exec chair of my fucking company. Fuck! That was the Aaron! Fuck! Oh, and I was so rude and ridiculous to him. Fuck! Everything suddenly slotted into place. All the dial-in meetings. Knowing he was there, listening, without his camera on, not saying a word. I'd assumed he was just some ancient retiree monitoring his investment. And all the while, he was this young, seriously hot American. "Lauren, you can go back to the hotel if you want. We've got this." My colleague put his hand on my shoulder and I jumped out of my thought. "You okay?" he asked. "Don't forget, Jerry needs an update on how it went today. You okay to give him a call?" "Yeah, of course. Thanks, Tom. I'll see you back in London." I collapsed into the taxi, and it gave me a few minutes to think and recount everything that had just happened. Oh, I'm going to have to call him. Is this a work dinner? Oh, and I've run out of clothes, fuck. I arrived back at the hotel and almost fell through the door, slumping my bags on the floor as if releasing the whole day from my body, except for Aaron's card. It was still in my hand. I grabbed my laptop and opened it on the bed to call my manager. "Well, thanks for the update. Sounds like you did a really great job today," he said, wrapping up the call. Oh, and did Aaron come to find you? He asked. His name made my heart jump. Yes, he did, stuttered my reply. Fuck, what is wrong with me? I told him the hotel you guys were staying in. It sounds like you're going out tonight. Oh, and don't forget, your flight is open-ended. Why not take some time out and enjoy the city over the weekend? I'll see you next week. Well done, and good job, Lauren. I closed the laptop with a sigh of relief. It was just a work dinner. As I fell back onto the bed, I turned my head to the window, the city skyline still busy and hot. That's when I noticed the boxes on the table. I scrambled to my feet, staring at the four white boxes of different sizes, just sitting there, intimidating me with their secrets. I opened the smallest box, a jewelry box. Inside was a single emerald cut stone on each earring and pendant, bluey white that twinkled in the sun from the window. Fuck, are these? Oh no, they put somebody else's gifts in the wrong room. I checked the tag. Lauren Daniels. Well, that's me, all right. I put them down as if to discourage myself from accepting them. The second box was obviously a shoebox, and I saw the bright red bag on the top before lifting it to reveal the sky-high black patent stilettos underneath. Size 7? Oh my God, I want to try them on. No, this might be a mistake. Who is this all from? The next box was flatter. The tissue paper inside revealed a black satin gown, figure-hugging, with a flowy skirt and thin shoulder straps. The plunging neckline would show that necklace off perfectly. My brain was getting excited, but forgetting that we didn't know who all this was from. Ah, who sent this stuff? I whispered out loud, as if the walls could tell me. The final box, the largest. More tissue paper. Black caged underwear. Bra, knickers, suspender belt, and stockings, all laid out perfectly alongside a single, perfect deep red rose. And a card. Finally, a card. I ripped open the envelope. Be ready. Hotel lobby. 6 p.m. A. Ugh, you didn't even say please, I muttered to myself. My brain quickly correcting me. I think he said please with Louboutins, you idiot. Still feels a bit love-bomb-y, though. Might need to think about that. But, oh my God, he's just so fucking hot. Do I care? Hang on, what time is it? I looked at my watch. It's just gone 4. Shit, that isn't long to get ready. Hang on, am I going? Yes. I mean, I want to say yes. But it's not a work dinner anymore, is it? Underwear means it's definitely not a work dinner anymore. I took myself to the shower and shamelessly justified exfoliating and shaving everything. I should at least give that dress and underwear a body worth putting in them. But nothing else is going to happen, right? Oh God, maybe I want something to happen. Shit, I really want something to happen. I rub shower gel into a lather, thinking about his arms as I wash mine. And then I spent quite a lot of time on my breasts and my nipples, rubbing and squeezing and pinching them to feel the pain, and another burst as I let go. Soap had dripped down to my pussy. I circled my clit as I felt the soap and water meet the wetness of my cunt, already soaked in the thought of him. I used my other hand to reach around and circle my asshole before pushing my fingers into both holes and making myself melt. I thought about the moment I saw him. I imagined him ordering me to bend over the bonnet of the car on our stand before railing my pussy. I let out a moan, forgetting myself, and prayed the noise of the shower and the thickness of the wall had covered for me. I overwhelmed myself into orgasm, picturing him pumping my ass full of his cum and calling me his good girl. I nearly slipped in the shower as my legs went weak. What a naughty slut you are, Lauren, I thought to myself. Oh, there's no time for this. I snapped myself out of the fantasy and rinsed my now trembling body, starved of its usual post-orgasm relaxation. I stepped out of the shower and rubbed my body furiously with a towel to shake the feeling away. I dried my hair and styled it into blown-out blonde tresses that now fell just above my shoulders. Black smoked eyeliner and mascara, with a dark red lip that transformed my inner self into a sultry goddess ready to put on this incredibly sexy underwear. Fuck, it looks good, if I do say so myself. I slipped the shoes on without the dress, looking at myself in the mirror. Wow, he sure knows what looks good on me. I checked the time, 5:45. Shit, I need to go down soon. I put perfume on and carefully took the jewellery out of the box. These can't be real, I told myself, as I put an earring through each lobe and the small pendant around my neck. It sat just above my cleavage, my breasts now perfectly pushed together. I slipped the dress on over my head, and I gave myself one last look in the mirror before heading downstairs. I guess I'm going on a date with my boss. The elevator was empty, and it gave me time to calm myself, only for a rush of panic to return as it clunked to the floor and exposed me in a flood of light as the doors opened. I walked out into the lobby, half wondering what I was supposed to do next. Was I supposed to meet him here? Wait out front, perhaps? Hi, he said, as if appearing from almost nowhere. Hi again, I said, once again being caught off guard. You look incredible, and thank you for accepting my invitation to come out tonight, he said with a nervous smile. Fuck, he looks so good. Navy blue suit, white shirt, brown shoes and belt, his hair perfect. I almost forgot to say, of course, and thank you for all of this, I replied, gesturing to my outfit and doing a twirl. Ugh, what are you, 10? Why did you do a fucking twirl? Gorgeous, he said. I knew your assistant wouldn't let me down on the sizes. He saw the panic and horror on my face. Oh, no, no, no. I said it was for a custom fire suit, for a track test day you may or may not be going on. I promise I was discreet, he said, trying to reassure me. My eyes must not have shown any sign of reassurance, and he took my hand, guiding me back to the table that he'd just been sitting at. Lauren, I really hope I've done the right thing in surprising you. I didn't even think you'd come, and I just wanted to make this so special and for you to... I cut him off. Aaron, I'm so flattered, but you could have just introduced yourself and asked me out. Ah, oh, I fucked up, didn't I? He said, looking crushed. I thought I was being all mysterious, and of course you're not bothered by material things. I'm so sorry, I'm really bad at this. Not at all, I replied, trying to comfort him. Although I could have easily treated myself to this outfit, I do love the mystery of the card, the boxes, and who doesn't love receiving gifts? Honestly, I've thought a lot about you since we officially met. Really? He said, his beautiful eyes now lighting up. You still want to go out with me tonight? Honestly, scrap my ideas. We can do whatever you want. No, Aaron, I want to do whatever it is you've got planned for us. I'm flattered that you'd even ask me. He smiled, took my hand and led me through the doors. And there, parked outside, was the green original model of our car, exactly as he had claimed. Wow, I said. It really is yours. Lauren, I've been so excited to show it to you, and to see if you remember working on it, he said, opening the passenger door for me. He closed the door behind me, leaving me in the quiet of the car for mere seconds with just my pounding heartbeat before he climbed in beside me. He clipped his seatbelt in, leaning slightly towards me as he did so. And somehow my eyes were drawn to his crotch, his trousers now bunched up around what looked like a massive cock. I quickly faced the front and stared out the window, praying he hadn't caught me looking. Are you ready? He asked before the familiar sound of the V8 roared in to save me. We got onto the road, and he told me that we were going to a restaurant near Paradise Valley, Elements. He mentioned the food was amazing, and that he had another surprise for me afterwards. You've thought of everything, I said, as I watched a smile appear on his beautiful face. The conversation seemed to dry a few miles out onto the 51. I started, "This show this year has gone really..." He cut me off, almost demanding, "I really don't want to talk about work. Please, anything but work." "Oh, okay. I'm sorry." Fuck, he's so dominant, I thought to myself as I felt my pussy twinge. "No, it's all right," he said. "I just want this to be about us and not about work." So we talked about the car for a while instead. Something we both had in common to break the ice. And then about Phoenix. Aaron telling me all about the places he likes to go. Just hearing him talk made me want him. This whole adventure being the most exciting and nerve-wracking thing that has happened to me all year. We reached the restaurant. It was beautiful and full of beautiful people inside. The remaining 11 of the dozen red roses were already on the table in the secluded booth. "Thank you so much," I said, genuinely grateful for the flowers and the notion that gentlemen still exist. "I've honestly never experienced this level of effort from anyone before, Aaron. I'm quite amazed by your attention to detail." He laughed as he sat next to me, close, his hand brushing the satin of my skirt as he got comfortable. My skin prickled in excitement. I could smell his aftershave. He was so close. I could just lean over and... "Yeah, so it's been a really long time since I dated," he interrupted my thought, turning to me, piercing me again with those eyes. "Oh, why is that?" I asked, quickly grabbing a glass of water in an attempt to calm myself. "Job is busy. Anyone I do date doesn't tolerate my schedule for longer than a couple of months. And besides, until now, I've never dared talk to the woman I actually want to take on a date." I felt myself blushing. I paused, not knowing what to say. "I've just been so nervous to tell you how I feel, Lauren. I've admired you from the moment I met you, albeit virtually, and always thought that if I asked you out, you might say no because of work," he continued. "But nearly 2 years have gone by, and you just happened to be right here in Phoenix. I just couldn't miss the opportunity." "So you've been harbouring these feelings all this time?" I asked. Before he could answer, I said, "These aren't real diamonds, are they?" He took my hand, his cheeks a little red. "Yes, and I'm so sorry for bombarding you with gifts. Perhaps you can forgive my going overboard as making up for lost time," he said, his face downward in embarrassment. He must have realised that he was now looking directly at my chest and quickly looked up to regain eye contact. I smiled and said, "Well, if I'm going to have dinner with somebody who already knows all about me, including my brass eyes, I'm going to need to know a bit more about them." Dinner with Aaron was one of the best dining experiences of my life. And not just because the food and the wine were incredible, but because we talked about everything, forming this bond that made me feel like I'd known him forever. Light topics around common interests became deep emotional ones, connecting on a level I'd never felt with anyone. The sexual chemistry also became evident, both looking at each other over wine glasses, our hands overlapping as the space between us in the booth grew even smaller. We talked about living alone, and being unlucky in love, with careers cited as the cause of relationship frustration. As we finished dessert, he looked at his watch. We need to leave, now," he said. Seeing the look on my face, he laughed. "We're not dining and dashing, I promise." He took my hand as we walked back to the car, the sky starting to get dusky. His hand was warm on my back as he guided me into the passenger seat. God, I wanted him. He drove us 10 minutes up to a viewpoint, the sun just setting. "We made it," he said, feeling accomplished in pulling off the most romantic date in history. He put the roof down so we could see the Phoenix skyline, and we just sat there, silent until the sun disappeared completely. My body shivered as it suddenly grew cold. "Oh, here, put this on," he said, already taking off his jacket. He leaned in to put it around my shoulders. His touch on my skin. His face so close to mine that I couldn't stop myself. from slowly pushing my head forward until my lips met his. He returned the kiss. It was electric, putting his big hand up inside my hair and pulling me forcefully towards him with the other. He turned from a polite gentleman into a hungry predator, claiming his prize in his arms, making me weak as he released the hours of sexual tension between us. I scrambled to put my hand on his leg for support, lightly grazing the tip of his cock through his trousers as I moved closer. It was hard. He flinched, pushing his tongue deeper into my mouth and melting me as I felt my pussy getting wet. He paused, looking at me in his arms. All I wanted to do was please him. "Don't you think you deserve a gift now?" I said before moving my lips across to his neck and reaching for his belt. I felt him get really hard underneath me at that moment, so I moved back to my seat and knelt on it so my head was in his lap, just as he produced a big, gloriously thick cock from his trousers. "That is so hot, Aaron. You have an incredible cock," I purred, taking it in my hand, before pushing the head through my closed lips. I sank my head down as far as it would go, moaning as I came back up to suck the tip and tasted his pre-cum. I bobbed up and down for a while, his hand grabbing and rubbing my wet pussy through my dress. He let out little moans of excitement, letting me know I was doing a good job. I stopped and turned to meet his eyes. "Use me," I told him. Now with the permission he needed, he held my head in his hands and thrust his cock into my face, forcing my throat to accept his entire length as he moved me up and down on it. When he let me up for air, I gasped but didn't dare look up. If he only knew how soaked my pussy was. It ached from wanting him. I whimpered as he stopped me from putting it back in my mouth, and feeling my submission, he whispered, "Take it all for Daddy. There's a good girl," before grabbing my head by my hair with one hand and pushing it all the way down over his cock. I gagged as I felt him twitch and explode into my throat. His orgasm rang in my ears. He moaned and milked every last drop for me to take. I swallowed, his sweet cum delicious on my tongue. I licked my lips as I got up to look at him. His head now slumped back against the seat. "Thank you, Daddy," I whispered. I sat back down, trembling as I fixed my somewhat smudged lipstick. He turned to me. "Would you like to take this home?" he said as he pulled his trousers back up. I spun my head to face him. "Yes, please," I whispered, now completely desperate for him. "Top up or down?" he asked. "No, leave it down," I said, snuggling back into his jacket, warm, with his scent now all over me, still turning me on as I resisted the urge to touch myself. "Okay, I'll drive slowly so we don't ruin your hair," he laughed, realizing what a mess he'd already made of me. The gated driveway opened as Aaron pulled up to it. The house was stunning, with huge windows, beautiful plants surrounding it. "Amazing house, Aaron," I said. "Just a rental," he replied casually. "It's home for now until, well, something more permanent is decided." I didn't say anything. I just quietly flashed forward in my mind to where we might live together, how many garages we'd need. Fuck, I was hooked. "Ah, Lauren, what is wrong with you? This is the first bloody date." The thought disappeared when he shut the engine off, and he got out and opened my door. "Still beautiful," he said, as he attempted to smooth my hair. He took my hand and led me to the glass-paned front door of the house. I walked in first, catching myself in the huge mirror that echoed the narrow hallway. He shut the door, saying something about wine as he removed his shoes. At that moment, I felt a primal urge take over me. I slammed his body into the opposite wall, my hands clawing at his shirt and trousers, kissing him like my soul needed to be inside him. I frantically freed his chest and his cock, hard again and ready for me. I felt his hands move up to my arms, and he carefully grasped the thin straps of the dress and dropped them over my shoulders. The silky top of the dress slipped down, exposing my breasts in the beautiful lingerie. He pushed my body backwards, letting the dress fall freely to the floor. And that's when I felt him fight back. I'd had my fun, and he grabbed the back of my neck and pulled my thigh up towards him. With me unbalanced, he saw his opportunity. I felt him move off the wall, and he lifted me so my legs were now wrapped around his waist. I could feel his cock grazing my pussy through my soaked knickers, and I wrapped my arms around his neck as he stepped out of his trousers. In one movement, he span around and slammed my back against the wall where his had just been. "I want you to see how fucking hot this looks," he whispered as I saw my face in the mirror over his shoulders, the red soles of my shoes in the moonlight streaming through the glass of the door. His gorgeously toned back, strong legs, and the most incredible ass I'd ever seen, right there between my legs. I felt my pussy gush through my knickers and onto the head of his cock. He knew it too, because he suddenly started moving, taking me through the house, having to fumble his way into the next room as my lips returned firmly to his as we travelled. The cold of the granite top was a shock on my ass cheeks when he eventually put me down. I gasped, realizing how hot and excited my body had become. He leaned me back slightly, and I put my arms out to support myself while he explored my figure, his hands on my breasts, fingers pushing the cage straps apart to reveal my nipples, hard and screaming for his tongue. I moaned as his lips sucked my small peaks, his hands firmly gripping my waist as I arched my back underneath him. "Please," I gasped. "Please, please." His small bites on each nipple made me wince in pleasurable pain, and even more so when he let go. Fuck, he was learning my body, my breath, my moans, and the way my tensed muscles told him everything he needed to know. He pulled me upright and stood between my legs, now dangling over the counter. Never once breaking eye contact, I felt his hands touch the top of my feet, slowly tracing up over my ankles, my calves, before his palms cupped over my knees. He stroked the inside of my thighs, glancing my pussy over my knickers with his fingertips. "You're so wet, baby," he whispered. "Do you want me? Do you want this tongue on your pussy?" I nodded, my wanting gaze fixed on his. "Beg for it," he commanded. A tingling wave raced up the back of my neck, knowing that he fully understood my want to submit to him. "Please, please give me your tongue," I asked. But nothing. He just stared at me. "Daddy, please. I've been a good girl. I need your tongue on my pussy. Please?" I tried again. "That's better," he said in a slow, deep tone that made me shiver. He laid me back on the counter and pushed my legs up and over his shoulders. He pushed the knickers aside, and I felt his breath cool the wet on my pussy, making me gasp as his tongue began to lick up and down the slit. Being so careful not to part my lips, it was delicious torture. I moaned, completely relaxed and enjoying the sensation of being so mercilessly teased. His tongue poked through and flicked my clitoris. I flinched and he immediately sucked it like he was trying to calm my body from the shock. His fingers started to circle my entrance, occasionally dipping in, just a fraction, edging me into frustration. I tried helplessly to pull him onto me with my thighs, but he wouldn't budge. I found myself hooking my ankles down and digging the stilettos into his back. Yes, baby, he moaned, his mouth still sucking and licking my now swollen clit. I understood the request and scraped each heel up his back. He let out a long exhale followed by a groan, and he pushed two fingers into me, finding my G-spot almost immediately. Fuck, I was so close, but my brain was telling me to explore this dynamic. I shifted closer towards him, and I put my index finger on the back of his head and pushed it down until his whole face was buried in my cunt. I was going to make him please me. Satisfied he couldn't breathe, I dug the heels in once again and crushed his head between my thighs. The combination of his mouth, fingers, and the tension all through my body sent me over the edge. I came. Waves of orgasm relaxed my grip on him, and he came back up for air, gasping. Fuck me, that was hot, he exclaimed, exhausted and spluttering. I lay down on the countertop and felt the cold surface on my back as my body and my mind recovered from that insanely intense orgasm. Are you okay? He asked, noticing I hadn't said anything. Fuck, yes, I replied, still breathless and weak. Snapping back into action, I sat up. He helped me down from the surface, kissing me. I tasted myself on him, and I licked my lips. He turned me around so my back was facing him, and he unclipped my bra, and I felt him crouch down, taking my knickers with him. He came back up, cupping my breasts from underneath, gripping big handfuls and moaning into my ear. I felt his cock push right up against me, pushing through the little gap at the top between my legs. I'm going to take you now, he whispered, as he slowly bent me over, my hips now at a 90-degree angle with my breasts on the counter and my pussy completely exposed. He entered me slowly, making me feel every single inch of him. Now hilted, he paused as if to allow me a moment to mull to him. It felt incredible. My cum making itself known as he slapped into me, over and over and over. I felt him lean over my back, pushing in really deep. What do you want, baby? He gasped. Tell me what you want. With my face pressed down into the granite, I said breathlessly, make me your anal slut, Daddy, braving to admit my desire for a different kind of orgasm. Slick with my wetness, he scooped up more from my pussy with his hand and smeared it over my asshole. I moaned as I felt every nerve ending prepare for what was about to happen. His cock was going to hurt, but only for a while, a moment of pain before the intense pleasure I knew was coming. He grabbed my throat, with the hand he'd used to lube me up with, sticky and now wet around my neck. I felt him push his cockhead against my entrance, and my puckered hole gave a little and began to accept its fate. Is this okay? He said, snapping back to the real Aaron. The gentleman, checking in before his dominant alter ego stuffed my hole into oblivion. Yes, please give it to me, I gasped. Frantic and wanting. He slid it in, my hole giving way and letting him through, stretching to accommodate his long, thick cock. I cried out, pleasure overwhelming me as I instinctively reached for my clit, only to find his fingers already there. Oh, fuck. Fuck, Lauren, he panted, unexpectedly close. Come in my ass, Daddy. I want you to fill me. I moaned at him like a whore. And with that he came, pumping my ass full of his seed, crying out in his orgasm. I came. Again. Hard. His hand still on my throat. He held me for a while, arms wrapped around my waist. his face against my back. I could feel the weight of him over my body, recovering as if coming back from the intense high of his release. He turned me back around, removed my shoes, and squeezed me tight into his chest. "You were incredible," he whispered. A small, "You too," was all I could manage through my exhaustion. He led me upstairs to the bathroom, and he leant into the walk-in shower to turn on the water. He stepped in first and held my hand so I didn't slip, my legs still trembling. He washed my hair, combed conditioner through it, and then knelt down to wash my legs, my feet, putting each one on his knee as he worshipped my body. The body that had been his to use and ravage as he wished, and it was now being soothed and cared for, being thanked for its service. The steamy shower with the scent of eucalyptus made me feel warm and clean again. He wrapped me in the biggest towel, and I dried my hair while he continued in the shower, happily humming to himself. When he got out, the sight of his cock caught my eye as I watched him in the mirror. It looked huge. He dried himself and handed me a new toothbrush, and we stood there together in towels looking at each other in the mirror above the sinks. As we brushed, his hand reached out to grab mine as if picturing what every night might look like from now on. We kissed, minty and tingly as we felt our way to the bed in the dark of the bedroom. He pulled back the sheets, laying me down on what felt like a cloud of feathers and cotton. He climbed in next to me and immediately pulled me to him, both arms wrapped around me, my leg over his. I lay on his chest, listening to his heartbeat, slow and thumping. He stroked my hair and my neck while I ran my fingers over his chest, our naked bodies now soft and ready for sleep. I thought I heard the front door close. My eyes blinked open, the light peeking through the blinds, and my naked body warm under the soft linen. "Yep, it's very much Saturday morning," I thought to myself, and the awkwardness of only having last night's clothes to wear today. I turned over. Aaron wasn't lying next to me anymore. Instead, his big towel robe was laying at the foot of the bed. I put it on. It smelt like him. My thoughts of last night then tingled my skin as the fabric smothered me. I washed my face and hands, and a glance in the mirror providing a stark reminder that the sultry goddess from last night was gone, and it was regular me again. I started reminiscing about how amazing and romantic last night was. I realized I knew right from the first moment I saw him, scruffy notebook, plaid shirt, that I was head over heels. And then in the car, how instinctively I gave myself to him. And when we got back here, the dynamic between us switching. Fuck, it was the most intense and perfect night of my life. Then I remembered at dinner what he said about wanting me for the longest time and only just having the courage to ask me out. Was I everything he imagined me to be? Did he mean it? Did he not wake me because he's somehow regretting it all? "Hey, beautiful, there you are. Are you coming down?" he said, peering around the bathroom door. Hey, you. Good morning," I replied. "Sure, I'll be down in just a few minutes." "Hope you're hungry," he said, trailing off back downstairs. I smelt the coffee first. Some incredible single-origin light roast, wafting from the kitchen as I walked down the staircase. He was dressed, in jeans, and a shirt rolled to the elbows. With those arms that he held me so tight with last night. He looked so gorgeous this morning, whilst I'd just gotten out of bed and had no knickers on. He handed me a cup as I climbed onto the stool at the kitchen bar, recognising that it was the very same surface he'd fucked me senseless on just hours ago. I tingled as I remembered the cold of the granite on my skin, him pounding my holes with his massive cock. "Don't worry, I cleaned it," he said, interrupting my thought, laughing as he put the plate down in front of me. Poached egg, pancakes, bacon, maple syrup. Wow, and he cooks too. My brain now completely, foolishly in love. "Gosh, you're so beautiful," he said as he sat down opposite me, his eyes sparkling like he'd been up for hours. "I hope you don't mind, but I raced out while you were sleeping. I realise you've got nothing to wear today, so I just grab you some jeans, sneakers, you know. I hope that's okay," he said, gesturing to several bags in the hallway. "Aaron, thank you so much. You're amazing," I said with my hand on my heart. "No problem," he said, brushing the compliment aside. "We really should have stopped by the hotel to grab your things last night, but we, couldn't wait to get home," I suggested. "Right," he said, sheepishly. I sat there, wrapped in his robe, gripping my fork, just looking at him as he dug into his breakfast. "I'd like to see you again," I blurted out, my feelings hanging in the air and my cards on the table. He paused. "Well, I was hoping you'd just stay here with me." He took another bite of his pancake. "For the rest of the weekend, that is," he confirmed, after seeing the surprise on my face. Yeah, of course. My ticket is open. I can go back whenever. And I'd love to see some more of the city." He stopped eating and took my hand. "Lauren, this wasn't some one-night thing for me. I hope you know that. And I meant what I said before." I nodded. "I really want to see where this goes, and while I don't want to get ahead of myself, I absolutely love our connection. And honestly, Lauren, you were magnificent last night." I smiled, blushing, reassured that my love-at-first-sight feelings were not completely crazy. "I want that too," I replied. "And we can explore how it might work between London and Phoenix." Aaron nodded. "But first, I think we should go back upstairs and explore what's under that robe you're wearing."